In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello and welcome to this edition of news. My name is Shahram Jadiri and these are the headlines. President Ahmadinejad calls for closer defense ties with Syria. Hezbollah Secretary General hails Iran-Syria constructive role in ending Lebanon political crisis. And Iranian Foreign Minister Mottaki condemns U.S. meddling in the Middle East region. Thanks for joining us. Iranian President Ahmadinejad on Monday called for closer defense ties with Syria. In a meeting with the visiting Syrian Defense Minister Hassan Turkmani, the president said bilateral relations between Tehran and Damascus have so far been of utmost usefulness in various fields. He said these relations must expand to the extent possible. On the recent developments in Lebanon, President Ahmadinejad said security and stability in Lebanon would amount to security and stability in the whole region. He congratulated the Lebanese on the election of the country's new president and described the victory as the fruit of resistance and solidarity. Turkmani, for his part, called Iran-Syria ties strategic and called for further promotion of mutual relations. In a separate meeting with Hamas political chief Khaled Mashal, President Ahmadinejad urged all Muslim nations to support the Palestinian cause. He said Iran has always stressed support for Palestinian nation as the main leverage in a battle against the Israeli occupying regime. Mashal, for his part, appreciated Iran's stance towards the Palestinian resistance. And Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah stated on Monday that the resistance movement was not seeking control of Lebanon. Nasrallah made the remarks to tens of thousands of supporters in southern Beirut, and that was in a speech marking the anniversary of the Israeli regime's pullout from South Lebanon 8 years ago. Nasrallah also pledged that the resistance would not use its weapons to achieve political gains. Nasrallah said he reaffirmed the Doha Agreement clause that prevents the use of arms to attain political goals. He said the resistance's arms are to fight the enemy, liberate lands and prisoners, and defend Lebanon and nothing else. Hezbollah chief also hailed Iran and Syria for their constructive role in ending the political crisis in Lebanon. And the Iranian President Ahmadinejad has congratulated Michel Suleiman on his election as Lebanon's new president. In a phone talk with Suleiman on Sunday night, President Ahmadinejad reassured the new president that Iran would always stand beside the Lebanese nation. Suleiman appreciated Iran's efforts in resolving Lebanon's crisis, saying any discord in Lebanon would just benefit the occupying Israeli regime. President Ahmadinejad also phoned the head of the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, and congratulated him on the election of a new president in Lebanon. Nasrallah said that enemies of the Lebanese nation were in a very weak position. And Lebanese President Michel Suleiman will on Wednesday appoint a prime minister to head a new cabinet that will be formed as part of an agreement to end 18 months of political dispute. A presidential statement said on Monday that Suleiman will consult lawmakers on Wednesday on the choice, on their choice rather, for prime minister. He will then formally appoint the figure named by the most MPs. President Suleiman was confirmed as head of state on Sunday by parliament. Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki and his Saudi counterpart Saud al-Faisal welcomed the recent agreement among Lebanese factions. Mottaki and al-Faisal, who held talks in Beirut on Sunday, hoped that effective measures would be adopted for the country's development and reconstruction. In a separate meeting with the leader of Lebanon's Free Patriotic Movement, Michel Aoun, on Monday, Mottaki stressed unity as the key solution to help end Lebanon's political crisis. For his part, Aoun praised Iran's constructive role in ending his country's political deadlock. In a separate meeting, former Lebanese President Emi Lahoud also hailed Iran's positive role in the agreement reached between political groups in Lebanon. Mottaki also met and conferred with Qatar's Prime Minister Sheikh Hamad in Beirut on Monday. At the meeting, both officials stressed the importance of reinforcing convergence among Lebanese groups to guarantee the implementation of the Doha deal. And Mutaki also denounced the U.S. meddling in the Middle East region. Now, speaking at a news conference before leaving Beirut, Mutaki said that U.S. President Bush was the one meddling in Lebanese affairs when he encouraged the ruling bloc to elect a president with a simple majority. He said the Americans must correct their mistakes in the region and we must teach them to listen. Mutaki also said Iran had stood by Qatari mediation to end Lebanon's long-running political crisis. Regarding the indirect talks between Syria and the Israeli regime, Mutaki said Golan is part of the Syrian territory and must be returned to its rightful owner unconditionally. He said that the Israeli regime is in no position to set preconditions, pointing to a picture behind him of the four Iranian diplomats who were abducted in Lebanon in 1982. Mutaki said such actions are positive proof of the Israeli atrocities in the region. Now, a NASA spacecraft set back, never seen pictures of Mars. Rather, the NASA spacecraft, which we had never seen pictures of Mars in the North Pole on Monday, and that was after a near-perfect landing to find life-sustaining minerals on the red planet. The first pictures from the Phoenix probe provided the first glimpse of the planet's Arctic plains, showing a desolate landscape of its stony and frozen ground. The images also revealed a flat Martian valley floor with water-rich permafrost.